You did that twice, right? The dead stick on the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The first time I kind of botched
it. You forgot to call the National Enquirer and tell them you're going to leave
it
there.
So what I did was I just went around again.
Oh, yeah, there you go. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. Remember, the moon's gravity is only 1/6 of what we have here.
That's right. But so, the food service is terrible.
There's no atmosphere. Blum, blum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Wow.
That was a long way to go for that one.
And we are joined by, or I should say, we're subjecting Sam Bosfield to our interview atmosphere today. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing great, thanks.
From Samson Switchblade.
Yeah, and we've
a
got
rotable a rotable aircraft with a cool factor.
It gets better. If you look at the press release we got, it says Switchblade Flying Sports Car. Ooh, I like that.
There you go. Does it have a Hemi?
What doesn't have a Hemi these days?
Right. Anyway, how are we doing there, Sam? Let's actually talk to Sam for a
minute. Oh, that's fine. I like listening to you guys. Yeah, so, we're doing good. It's been a really good year for us, too. This has really been fun. Accomplished a lot of things, so it's really good.
Yeah, you're well on your way to do a flying prototype.
Yeah, we started off the year with finishing the wings, so got both wings done. Went on to the wing swing mechanism, which I don't know if you've seen the YouTube video on that thing, but boy, it looks like a Switch watch. It's just great.
Yeah. One thing I think is kind of cool, most of these folding wing machines, the wings would fold backwards or something, whereas these wings actually fold forward. So does that mean you don't necessarily need a locking mechanism to guarantee, or as strong a locking mechanism, because the wind is going to keep them open?
It does in most cases, but in some cases, like a steep climb, it actually does pull them forward still. So they're locked in place. You have it's a solenoid pin that swings back in between and plunges between the metal pieces to just lock it in and hold it so it can't go anywhere.
So now you've actually got that mechanism built and tested, is that correct?
Yeah, and it works just great. It on the YouTube video, if you go like to our website, SamsonSky.com, SamsonSky.com, you can go to the top on Facebook icon and we have all the videos there. But you can see the thing swing in, and it doesn't show the locking mechanism, but we actually take some of the forces out in the locking mechanism so that it reinforces the whole deal. It locks right to the firewall right behind the passenger compartment.
Okay, now when the wings snap shut, is there something that grabs the wing tip to like keep them from rattling and bouncing in the container?
Oh, when they're up inside, yeah, they go high center over it's like a roller, so that it has to push itself to get out of that position, and it supports the wings. Otherwise, yeah, they'd be rolling around and back there making noise and
bouncing around.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, the thing that I'd be worried about with if the wing is sitting there bouncing around, you could do some damage to it, render it non-airworthy.
Absolutely, especially if you're in an area with big potholes or something.
Oh, you
on
mean
the road.
Like Pennsylvania? All of Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Actually, the worst I've seen is in South Africa. We were down there five years ago.
Yeah.
Oh man, they've got potholes there that can swallow a Volkswagen. It's
so
amazing.
That's where all the old Volkswagens went.
You see them there, just the tops.
Yeah, they just fill them up.
I was going to say it's not a pothole, that's a crater.
And that's a car park.
Yeah, now it is.
Oh, we also finished, like the wing swing is done, we also finished the body plugs. Like those are the solid shapes that you make molds from, mm-hmm. so that you can make the same mold over and over and over again. And then the molds for the body are pretty well along. They're, the right and the left-hand parts are done. And so now we're working on the nose, and pretty soon we'll have enough to assemble the main section of the body, which is going to be really cool.
Now, according to your press release here, you've had some really big news. What was it?
Okay, well, we have two big news items, but the first we released at a press conference Tuesday was the use of fly-by-wire for our rudder. And that was not an easy decision for us to make, because when we talked with pilots early on, we survey a lot, you know, and check to see what's acceptable and what's not. And most of those guys wanted pushrod controls because they get the feedback and they just like that feel. And so that's what we're working on. But when you look at our tail and you look how it articulates in and out, we got to that design and realized there was just one too many joints to make it work and keep it working. We could get it to work, but it could wear and not work. And so we decided to just step back 10,000 feet, look at this and say, okay, we can do it with cables. Well, what's the safest way to pull this off? And when we got done with the analysis on the engineering, the safest way was fly-by-wire. So for us, that was the decision. We decided to go that route for the last month and a half. We've been working on it, testing, and now have that system, which appears to work very, very well.
Now, for the naysayers, this is rudder only, so you still have direct mechanical control of the other surfaces.
Right. You've got push rods for elevator and aileron.
Okay. So there, you can, I mean, you can live without a rudder unless you're trying to land in a heavy crosswind.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, I talked with our contacts in the FAA to see, okay, how are we doing on this system? This is what we're doing. You know, we have dual inputs from the pilot. You have dual servos in the back. Dual power sources, dual battery backups, dual routes of communication. We have the triple redundancy. What we didn't have was the computer that thinks, you know, most of the fly-by-wire systems are on military and commercial aircraft. They have that computer that it senses what the pilot's trying to do, and it's thinking with what the plane is doing.
Right.
And then it goes, okay, well, to accomplish that, we'll got to do this. And we don't do that. It's just directly, pilot says left rudder, left rudder.
Right, right.
And so a simpler system.
Right, less intelligence, no sensors on aircraft attitude or any of that stuff.
No. And so that's our first tow in, and just to keep it simple and just, you know, be the safest thing we can. But it does have an enunciator. That was the thing that FAA guy said we were lacking for if we wanted to certify in the future. You need to let the pilot know, hey, your rudder system's inoperative. Before you go into the crosswind landing, so that you can take that into account and pick a runway that or landing spot that is not, you know, having a crosswind component.
Right, right. Well, I guess the only other thing that I would ask is that you have some sort of fail-safe rudder centering.
We do. It's a mechanical system that centers the rudders.
So if that
powers out.
Right. If the fly-by-wire croaks, the rudder returns to center.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We have that for all the controls because. When the wings swing closed and the tail moves forward, if you didn't, then all the control surfaces would be all loose and floppy, and you
kind of like me. But anyway,
okay.
I digress.
So you're making sure that everything is secured when you go and fold or back up.
Well, everything's out of the way.
Yeah,
deflected control surface. Yeah,
well, yeah.
You're just trying to ensure that when you're on the road, you're not damaging anything.
Right, and it also gives us the minimum packaging. So if it's in neutral, it's all the tightest can be, so yeah.
And it has a nice clamshell door that cover up the wings anyway, so that's kind of cool.
That's good. You got to have that. Once again, you got to keep it protected from those Pennsylvania potholes.
Holy cow.
Pennsylvania potholes.
Oh, and the California little twigs that jump up and grab you.
Oh.
Little sticks on the road.
Oh.
You haven't heard about those?
No.
Oh. No, we just have whole trees.
Yeah, we have trees.
Whole trees. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
There's
okay.
A story there, but we don't have time for that.
You'd need the Samson to fly over them.
Over the deal. Yeah, you got it.
There you go. Do you have I guess it's way too early to begin talking about taking it out to the airport.
Yes, we're still probably 6 to 8 months from flight testing, so we're still a ways away. We have the body to do. I'm working the second round of funding to get us a second team for the tail so we can kind of run the tail at the same time as a body on construction. That'll get us faster.
All right, and most importantly, the guy who designs the cup holders.
Yes, exactly. You know, we don't have cup holders.
What?
On this... On this demo, the center console didn't get done.
Darn.
I know.
I hate
Gotta
when that
have
happens.
Cup holders.
So if you bring a cup, you just have to hold on to it this time. Next time, next year, you'll have the cup holder.
Now, what kind of a control? Is it a center stick control?
Oh, it's a control wheel. Yeah, it's a control wheel.
Oh, okay.
And that, it's mostly because we have to double up on steering and flying, you know.
You
basically, the wheels are so far aft. If you looked at the design, you see the wheels are aft of center of lift. So you can't hold the nose up when you're landing. It's a trike gear.
Right.
And so you can't hold the nose up like you would on a normal trike. So you land, the nose goes over, you're instantly steering. And
right.
We knew that going in, so we had to have the steering and the ailerons and everything in one control.
You just have to remember to tell pilots that it's not an airplane. You're not using your feet to steer.
That's right. Yeah, it's got one brake pedal in the middle, like a car, and your right is the gas pedal on the ground. But in the air, you have a power lever. It shifts when you shift to ground mode.
Okay. Is there like a switch I flip, fly, land?
It's a mechanical and electrical switch in the same. So you do the two. So to switch over, you actually turn the engine off, push the gas pedal all the way in, which is a throttle by wire gas pedal. Because of the engine we have. And then it connects with the crossover mechanical link that's in the back down there that then connects it to the left rudder pedal. And when it comes back, you know, gas pedal goes from all the way out in, 100% in. So, but rudders need to be centered. Mm-hmm. And so when you do that and you connect up the mechanical link, it then comes out centered. So it becomes a rudder.
Okay. But you still got to steer it like a car on the takeoff run.
You do.
And then as soon as it breaks ground, you're using ailerons now, not the nose wheel.
Yeah, you actually, the ailerons are connected, but
okay.
The steering, how can I say, the ailerons are like 80 degrees left or right, you know, and steering goes 180.
Okay.
It's a complete flip. So on your steering, it's not very much when you steer, but it's a lot of aileron. So.
Wow. So there sounds like there's going to be a transitional period where you're building airspeed on the runway, your ailerons are starting to become more effective, and then all of a sudden somebody goes, ooh, I got to turn here.
Yeah.
And the airplane tries to roll at the same time.
Well, that'll be exciting. But I don't think so. I think the way we have it set up, it takes off like a B-52. You actually don't rotate. You just put in a notch of flaps, and you take off down the runway, and when it can fly, it flies, and it won't fly before then.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
Not going to be able to horse it off the ground.
I like that. Right. Where can we find you here on the field?
Your hangar D, Delta, 4059, kind of hang a left as you go in the booth, or in the hangar, and we're right there, right next to Dynon. So that's the display. And the display, you can sit in, and it's got the new leather smell.
Oh, there you go. We'll be over.
Definitely.
All right, Sam. Thanks for joining us. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.